Wake up, sweetie. Wake up. That's a good girl. Open your eyes. No, you're not dreaming, baby. It's really me. Of course it's me. Did you think I'd just disappear when you broke up with me? Did you think you'd never see me again? Oh, silly. That is so like you. You walk through your life as though you have some kind of control over what happens. It's adorable, honestly. You're like a child, the way your mind works. Baby, you're having one of your classic overreactions right now. You're being hysterical. You need to calm down. Shh, it's okay. Look, everything is fine. Did you think you'll be all tied up or something? Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? Why would I do something like that? See? You're totally unbound. In our house. It's always been our house, sweetie. Just because you moved out doesn't mean you can't move back in. Go ahead. Stand up. Oh? Are you having trouble? You were always so clumsy. You must have had a lot to drink last night. There you go. Sit up slowly. Nice and slow. I've got you. I've always got you, baby. Put something in your drink? That's absurd. You approached me last night. Don't you remember? You told me you wanted me back. You're so forgetful. Listen, let's get you over to your chair. Come on. Easy does it. I've already called your work and let them know you won't be coming in. We have all day to sort things out between us. Won't that be nice? Now, baby, I'll freely admit, when you broke up with me, I didn't handle it well. I was so hurt. It felt like a betrayal. And those accusations she levied against me, well, I knew they were simply untrue. That I'm controlling. That I keep you from going anywhere. That I tell you what to do, what to eat, how to feel. To hear my loving attention framed in such a dark and sinister way, I just didn't know what to think. I needed time. Truly, that's the only reason I left, baby. You see, I always planned to come back and set things right with us. How could I leave my sweet girl alone? Untended. We all just needed time and perspective. And I saw the way you were living when I came back. Deplorable. What a mess your apartment was, dear. Nothing but junk in your pantry, dirty laundry everywhere, dishes piled in the sink, and all that forward momentum you had at work squandered on nights out with friends, parties, socializing with other lesser women. I was right to return. I want you to know I forgive you. I do. It was a moment of weakness on your part. I should have seen it coming. You've been so restless for so long, and I simply wasn't taking care of you as well as I should have. I was denying the small pleasures and freedoms you need, and that was wrong of me. I'm not opposed to you fraternizing, honey. Far from it. Nothing makes me happier than seeing my sweet girl have her fun. But you have to understand how important it is for you to know your place. I need you to know where you belong. And more importantly, who you belong to. Crazy. Don't be ridiculous. A crazy person is someone who doesn't know who they are, who wanders aimlessly with no plans. A crazy person is somebody completely out of control. No, sweetie. That's not me at all. Shh, hold still. See? I'm not here to hurt you. This is just like you. Remember? Isn't it? I've never hurt you, baby. You remember how much you trust me? Don't you? Feel my hand on your throat. My soft hand. I could squeeze right now. You know I could. But you know I won't. That's trust, baby. This is a guiding hand. Do you see that? I'm not out of control at all. I have all the control, baby. I always have. Oh, goodness. You really thought we were broken up, didn't you? You thought you were just a single woman enjoying your single nightlife without a care in the world? Oh, honey. Did you forget what I said to you the very first night we made love? When I made you to come over and over and over again, leaving you in an exhausted mess. I said, you're mine now. Did you think this was sweet nothings whispered in your ear? That I was simply adding some adoring talk to cap off a passionate evening? Did you think for one second that I didn't mean it? No. I know you're aware of just how serious I was. And you're so dutiful, so adoring, so attentive from that point forward. Oh, my sweetest girl. I hate that it turned sour. I want you to know. No. I need you to know. I will never let that happen again. Do you understand? It's going to be perfect this time. I'm going to take my hand off your throat now. Okay? I can feel you shaking, so I know you're a little bit scared. My poor girl. Always so scared. I thought we talked about trust, baby. The moment I let you up, you try to run away. And you see what it gets you? Falling flat on your face. Do you know why? You're still drunk. Drunk off this ridiculous idea that you don't need me. Here, let me lower myself down to your level. To talk to you for a moment. See, baby, this is all one big metaphor. Every single time you try to get away from me, it just goes so poorly for you. I had hoped you realized this on your own, but as usual, you need extra help. That's nothing to be ashamed of. You know I'll always help you. Now, give me your hand. No, I can wait much longer than you can, darling. We've seen that already. There we go. Good girl. I'll help you up. Come on, back to your chair. There. Isn't that nice? You remember your comfy chair? Don't you? So big and squishy. I know how my baby likes things that are big. And squishy. You remember? Don't you? How many times have you been in this chair and felt my big, soft tits pressed into you? Yeah? A little like this? I remember how my baby likes my big tits. That's right. I know how much you love to put your hands on them. You don't want to say it, but you get the most turned on feeling your face between them. Trust me, baby. You don't have to say anything. I can feel how excited my body makes you. Am I too heavy on you, baby? No, of course I'm not. Look at how much control I have. How gentle I am with my tits in your face. And my hands on your tits, too. Are you remembering, baby girl? Remembering how good I always take care of you. Slow and gentle. The way you need it. Slow. Gentle. And firm. I know what you need. Just like this. That's right, baby. You need it slow. Slow because you get scared when I move too fast, don't you? Slow makes you feel safe. You need it gentle. Gentle because you're so fragile. You pretend like you're tough, but you're so, so fragile. Gentle makes you feel warm and cared for. Oh, but you also need it firm, don't you? Yes, you do. You need to feel these big breasts against you, pressing into you. Firm because otherwise you make bad decisions, baby. Firm makes you feel better. Firm takes away all your stress and worries. Having to make all those decisions, worrying about what to do, you know I'll take care of it. All you have to do is to lay there and feel my tits against your cheeks, my nipples pressing your lips. Do you remember what my firm hand can do, baby? I do. I remember the day my hand made you come so hard. You called me mistress for the first time. Oh, you're so embarrassed. But I wasn't. I was excited. Even before your cum finished dripping down my fingers, I knew you were all mine. My special girl. And I wanted to be your loving mistress. I wanted to hold you down and press my hand against your mouth to stifle those adorable little moans and just work your cute little pussy with my sweet mouth until you were tired, exhausted, drained of all your energy. Are you getting too excited? Trying to push me off you. What's wrong, sweetie? Are you getting so turned on? Feeling my big breast against you and my hard nipples on your lips? But baby, you're such a strong and tough woman. Why can't you just push me away like you did when you left? If you don't want this, just make me stop. Huh? Can't you make me stop rubbing my breast on your face? Back and forth. Back and forth. Slow. Gentle. Firm. No? Of course you can't. It's not even a matter of physical strength, is it? We both know you work out. That you take care of yourself. You think I'll never stop to appreciate those arms, those corded forearms? You may be weak from a hangover, but you're not so weak that you can't stop me from making you drip all over those panties, if you really wanted to. Oh, but you don't, do you, baby? You don't want me to stop. You never did. And as soon as you saw these big tits lower onto your face, you knew you needed it. This is everything you dreamed of for months. Hmm? Are you going to pretend you don't like it? You can't bullshit me, baby. You've been drifting aimlessly ever since you left me. You kept looking for chains and ropes, trying to hold you down, but that's all in your head, baby girl. You stayed with me because you needed to stay. Because you don't just want me. You need me. Look how your life has stagnated. All these bad decisions you make, baby. Don't you remember how much easier it was when I made those decisions for you? And it was such good decisions, too. Do you know why? Because I take care of you. You like to be taken care of, don't you, baby? All girls do. It just takes a special kind of woman to admit it. You're that kind of special, sweetie. You know you are, deep down. I know what you're afraid of. You're afraid if I can hold you down and make you come in your panties, that you're not a strong woman. You're afraid of not having control. There you go. Do you feel better now? Did Mistress save you from those horrible feelings you were having? No. Did you want me to make you come? Did you just want to flood those panties for your mistress? Oh, that's so easy, baby. Do you know I can make you come whenever I want? All you have to do is answer a simple question. Who do you belong to? You got so quiet. Are you having trouble remembering? Maybe you're embarrassed to say it out loud. That's okay, baby. The answer is for nobody but me. Would you rather whisper it in my ear? Here, I'll bring my ear right next to your mouth. All you have to do is whisper the answer. Tell me. Who owns you? Yes. You know how I love to hear you say it. You know how excited it gets me. You're right. I own you. Nobody else. You're mine. Who has the control? Such a good girl. You finally remembered. Did you get all your rebelliousness out of your system? Yes, I think you did. You're never going to leave again, are you? Speak up. Are you ever going to leave again? Are you going to question me again? No, you're not. You're going to be my good girl, just like before, because you know good girls get rewarded. Lean back in your comfy chair, baby. There's my sexy girl. Do you remember how good my hand feels? Oh, I think you do. You're so fucking wet. See how I gently move my fingers in and out of that tight pussy? That's right. So safe and warm. Mistress's exploring fingers. Oh, no. purpose today, sweet girl. I want quiet while I tease you with my fingertips. Just light tickles. I see I have to make you stay quiet. Hold still. Mistress has to cover your mouth with her hand. There we go. No more noises, please. You just stay put while my other hand keeps running circles on that clit. That feels good, doesn't it? Look at you. Still so afraid to come. So afraid of what it means. There's still some nasty part of you that thinks you're better off without my help. Without my guidance. Without my control. But listen to the noises you make when I take my hand away. Oh, so much desperation. Look at you straining, yearning for my touch. You can barely survive without it. Now, baby, see? There we go. My hand is right back where it belongs. My finger's going in and on you. Feeling you, teasing you. Isn't this better? I love it when my baby girl nods so emphatically. It is better. And you want to come, don't you? Yes. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. This pretty little pussy is all mine, isn't it? Yes, that's what I wanted. You're almost there, baby. You believe it now, don't you? You're all mine. All mine. I'm going to take my hand off your mouth now. I want to hear you say it. Tell me you're all mine. And mean it. No more whispers. You say it loud. You say it so the neighbors can hear it. Oh, such a good girl. Yes, that's good. Oh, you're so loud. I love it, baby. And because you're all mine, all your orgasms belong to me too. Nobody else is ever going to give you an orgasm. Do you understand? Not even yourself. You're never gonna touch this pussy unless I tell you to. Don't pout, baby girl. You know, mistress will take care of you so long as you behave. When have I ever let this tight little cunt ache for too long? You've been so good, baby. I can see how hard this is for you. I see that little internal struggle. But you're doing everything right, you know. I always tell you that when you're a good girl. Mistress would be so, so good to you. Now be a good girl and come for mistress. You can come right in my mouth this time, darling. Oh, Do it, baby. Compromises. Put my face in my mouth. Was that good, baby? Hey, mistress, take extra good care of you. Yes, I did. I always took good care of this. So long as you behave for me and do all your chores. Yes, I said chores. Did you think I was just going to eat you out and you could fall right asleep in your big comfy chair? No, baby. That will not do. I have a whole list of chores for you to do on the counter in the kitchen. And you want to do every one of them. And to make sure you don't get distracted, I've taken the liberty of getting rid of all of your drugs and alcohol. And I've locked up all of your little video games. I need you very clear-headed and focused, darling. And don't forget that last chore, sweetie. Eating mistress out is very, very important. And you need to do a good job for me. But I can wait. This place is a mess. And I'll enjoy your eager little tongue so much more in a nice, clean home. Get to work, my darling. And don't ever forget who you belong to again.